Hi, hi, hi. Welcome to Salty Housewife. I'm your host, Rosanna Hicken. Today, we are going to be talking about two different things. And I am grateful that I have my brother, Christian, here. You want to say hi?
Hello.
And we're going to be covering last week's Survivor because we didn't get a chance to, and this week's Survivor, which was one of the craziest episodes and also a little unhinged. We're going to talk about Survivor first. And then Christian's going to peace out because he is not a Valley fan. He probably has no idea who anybody on that show is. And we are going to cover like five episodes of The Valley because I finally caught up and they're messy and they're crazy. And I kind of feel bad for Kristen. So let's get into it. But first we're going to talk Survivor, last week's episode and this week. And last week we'll just touch very briefly on last week before we get into last night's. Do you even remember what happened last week?
I remember Soda got out.
Yes, Soda and Tim.
And Tim.
Yes, okay.
Very forgettable, Tim.
Tim? Oh.
Poor Tim. Didn't make the jury.
I know, and I think that's wrong. They thought they made the merge.
Is it wrong? You have to get out sometimes.
I know, but they thought they made the merge. And then so he thought he was going to be on the jury. And then it's like, hey, by the way, second group, you're the only one that makes the jury. That sucks. I think it's wrong. Last week, Mariah had just gone home. Venus is already fighting with Soda. And I'm like, I cannot wait for both of these people to stop talking. And there is that brief moment where Ben was having a panic attack. Do you remember that part?
He's yeah.
Like crying in his sleep.
Yeah.
And Kenzie helps calm him down. And I'm like, this is quite a lot. I
don't want to be mean. You've been out there 2 weeks. You ever been to like Boy Scout camp?
But do you have anxiety?
A general amount of it. I don't know.
I've never been to Boy Scout camp. Boy Scout camp is what you said.
I've been camping at all. I mean, 2 weeks and you're on a game show. So it's not like you're going to die.
I know. Okay. All right. Well
everybody. Yeah.
Everybody's got their own thing.
It'd be okay if like it was like, you know, Hunter or Tevin having it.
It's because you don't like Ben.
Well, it's because Ben was already weird. So we got
to
cut this part.
You don't have to. Somebody was telling me that no, it was a Q. Q was associating Ben with Tony. And I was like, on what planet are those two the same? They're not at all.
Q and Tony?
No, Q was saying that Ben and Tony were the same.
Oh.
And I think it's because Ben maybe said Tony was his favorite player. And he's like, when you say your favorite player, that's who you're the most like.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Tony and Ben are not on the same level in the nicest way. I just haven't seen Ben do anything.
We'll go into Q's mindset.
Okay. Yes. Later. Sorry. We're still on the last one. The show had gone on for like 5 minutes and then boom, it's immunity time. Okay. And I was like, this has to be a reward. How are we already at immunity challenge? But it's because there's so many dynamics. You have the two groups that are split up and Jeff says that two people are going home. They are on these like triangle things in the water and you have to step on them. And the person that lasts the longest for the group wins reward. The first group that loses though are going to tribal first and the person that leaves doesn't get to be on the jury, which I think is wrong. And then the second group, they get reward, but then so there's two people who win immunity. And it was funny though. It was a funny scene where they're on the thing and they're like, let's play the alphabet game.
Mm-hmm.
And Q's like, all right, everybody start. And he says A for, what does he even say? A for Alabama, something like that. And then the next person's like, all right, B Baltimore. He's like, no, you have to say A Alabama.
I don't know how that game works.
I don't know how it worked, but it was so funny.
And Charlie was purposely messing it up.
Yes, he was. He was trying to get him mad. And they, it was a funny, the whole thing just had me giggling the whole time. And Jeff says, in honor of Jelinski, you've been up here several minutes, which is seven. And the episode name was called Episode Several, which just made me laugh. And they had more jokes about that this week. Jelinski's just really making his time on Survivor count.
He's going to come back.
No, please don't. But if they had a live, like a live tribal like they normally do, he would definitely be in the audience and they'd be making fun of him. But now that they do the winner at camp,
yeah,
you don't get to have those kinds
why
of
do
moments.
They do that now?
They did it because of COVID back in the day. They started it during COVID. I wish they would stop. I wonder if they like were worried about, you know, like when you win
it gets leaked.
I wonder if it gets, yeah, if they were worried about people leaking, like we knew how one person won 1 year, or we had an idea. Do you remember
which one?
Our brother was in a text conversation with Nick the winner, Nick. We didn't know if he won. We knew he was in the final three because he said something like, oh, they voted 6 months ago. Instead of saying we voted 6 months ago, Nick said they voted, and the whole group was like, and he's like, I mean, we voted 6 months ago. Like, that's how we kind of knew that he was going to be. He ended up winning that one. Anyway, so they have to stay up on this balance thing. It's fairly easy because the water is not moving. It was really funny. Tim started shouting out people for TV. He said, shout out Charlie's daddy. He was just shouting out people. And I do think that Tim is a likable person. I just don't think he was as strategic as he thought he was. Or maybe Q's just...
No, I like Tim. It's just he was kind of clueless.
Yeah.
And he didn't know that people were buying for him. And he just kind of tried to play every side.
Yeah. Kenzie wins immunity on orange, but purple stays in longer.
Kenzie winning was predictable.
You think?
I mean, she's like the guru girl. Does a bunch of yoga.
Like yoga and stuff.
Yeah, her balance is probably really good.
Yeah, yeah. I like Kenzie, so I wasn't mad about it. And almost everybody who won food that week that weren't on the winning week the week before. So it was kind of nice to have like a balance of food, except for Tevin. He won both times. But Maria wins for the second group. And the losing team, which is Kenzie's whole team, they go to the Sika camp.
Maria is pretty good at the challenges.
Maria is pretty good at the challenges.
She's what, 46?
Something like that. I just don't find her the most mesmerizing to, like, TV-wise. I don't find myself going...
Calling her ugly?
No. I'm not talking about her physical. No. I'm not drawn to her when she's on TV, meaning right. Like I want to know what she's talking about.
I like her dynamic with Charlie.
I do too. But I'm just saying, like,
that's the draw.
I would rather hear what Tiffany has to say. That's what I meant. I find her kind of boring sometimes. Right. But I think she's playing a good game. I think a lot of people like her. I think there are a lot of people left that have a good shot at winning, don't you?
Yes, I mean, this last week was
crazy,
insane.
Yeah. So anyway, so Maria wins. And when the winning team is eating reward, Venus is there. And she's like, there are 4 Nami and 2 Zika, and Charlie has to go. But Tevin wants to curate the first blind side of the season. So, and then the other group goes to the Zika camp. And Q says he jumped off on purpose in the challenge to see if his alliance was strong. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Absolutely not.
I didn't believe him at all.
For being arguably the strongest, quotation marks.
More than Hunter?
He's not, though.
No.
Hunter,
but he thinks he is.
Hunter is stronger. Q might look stronger, but he has no drive, no work ethic. He's so lazy, and he doesn't try in the challenges at all, and then blames it on, oh, it was actually strategic.
We see it again this week, and Jeff kind of calls him out on it, which I kind of liked. Yeah, so Tim wants to go after Hunter. And Q's like, no, he's part of the six. And that's when Q kind of loses it on Tim because he's like, Tim is not sticking to the six. And
Tim was never, I guess Tim was a part of it.
He was. He was part with Maria.
That's right.
But he never told Maria, remember? Maria's like, what? This is the first time I'm hearing about it. He's like, I didn't have time.
Tim's like, Maria's my best friend on the island. I confide in her and everything. Maria
didn't tell her anything.
Like, I've spoken maybe 2 words to him.
She says it. She's like, Charlie's my number one. I thought Ben was Tim's number one. Like, I'm surprised it's me. And I thought the same thing. Anyway, there's a whole thing going on. So they like, Soda doesn't want to vote Charlie out. She wants Venus out. Soda's telling Tevin to get rid of Venus. But Tevin's like, I don't really like Soda. And then Tevin gives Liz 2 options. And Liz, Venus or Soda. And Liz says she believes the Survivor gods are smiling on her because Soda's her number one threat in the game. And I think that Liz has probably been talking a lot about Soda. We just don't see it a lot, which doesn't make me think that she wins, which I'm not shocked by at all. I think but in her head, she says it this week, she's got a huge ego. Yes. And she's like...
We know, Liz. What do you own, 3 businesses?
She made like $20 million or whatever she said.
Yeah, she's like, $1 million, I don't even care.
I know.
Why are you there then?
I know, for the experience. And anyway, so she's been saying Soda for a while. So... Tevin's like, Charlie, let's do Soda. Venus is like, no one's talking to me. She has a very strange conversation with Maria where she's like, Maria's like, you just need to give me space. It's very strange. So she goes to talk to Charlie and she proposes Tevin. And Charlie's just like got this huge grin on his face because he's like, I'm somehow saved. I'm somehow saved being like one of the few Siga here and I'm saved. And Maria tells Venus she's put off by her coming to talk to her. And I'm like, everything Venus does, a put off to me.
No one likes Venus.
You do. You like how she looks.
The thing is with Venus is she's a very pretty woman. You cannot trust her for a second.
You don't think so?
She is a snake.
Well, I think she's looking out for Venus. And she, I think she lives kind of in a little bit of a delusional land.
Yeah.
Delulu.
Yep.
Anyway, so.
You know, I was vying for her. And then she just kind of dug her own grave.
Yeah. It's, there's a lot going on.
She should have just stuck with Hunter. Like, if she got on Hunter's good side and just was like, Hunter, I'm like with you and Kevin the whole way.
No, I don't think her personality allows her to do those kinds of alliances. Like, I don't think she's ever going to have a solid alliance because I don't know. I don't know if her personality vibes for alliances. So there's a lot of scrambling going back on the other team. Q's like, let's get rid of Tim, but Tiffany wants Ben. Hunter's like, I'm going to vote with Yanu. Ben's chatting with Q. He says his name could be down. Now Q's like, well, let's vote Ben. Like, whoever the last person Q talks to is the one he wants to get out. Make sure you're not the last person to be talking to Q because he's going for you. Something you said pissed him off, and he's like, now you're my target. So just don't talk to Q.
Ben likes tomatoes on his burger.
Gone.
Therefore, he's gone. Weakness.
Yeah, and so Q's like, let's vote for Ben. Ben's all over the place, and Tiff is like, don't be a sucker. You got suckered by Ben. There's just so much stuff going on. And Tiffany and Kenzie say, this is not the Q show. And I wrote, at some point, this is not going to work for them. And I feel like it comes very apparent in this next episode. So anyway, they're at the first tribal council. It's Hunter's group. It's like Hunter, Tim, Ben, Q. And Hunter says he's going to be a Yanu because he's the only Nami there. He's voting with Yanu. And Tim says Hunter's leading the Nami tribe the whole way. And if I was Hunter, I'd be like, well, now you got to go. I mean, is it true? Strategically, do you think? Physically,
yes.
Strategically,
I don't really think so. Hunter hasn't really talked strategy to anyone.
He's kind of
that we've seen.
Something might change though after this episode because one of his I didn't think that was very accurate. And Ben says he heard people wanted to break up him and Tim. He says his moment with Kenzie was a breath of fresh air. And Q does this weird moment where he says, I want to acknowledge that the smallest person here won. He says, Kenzie deserves more credit. And I was like, is this just you wanting to have a moment on TV and seem really like cool and sweet? Or are you throwing her under the bus and being like, by the way, guys, everybody likes Kenzie? Did you feel that? Or was that just me kind of like analyzing?
No, I don't think he's that smart. He's definitely was just trying to get brownie points.
I think he was just trying to get brownie points. Like, look at me. I'm so humble.
Yeah.
And it, oh gosh. Anyway, the votes are casted.
He has no strategy.
No, he really doesn't.
Which makes him a threat.
He's neurotic. It is a lot. The votes got casted. Hunter doesn't play his idol, which is a bold move. There were two votes Hunter, and then the rest were Tim. And I said, wow, 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 wow. He should have stayed strong, loyal to that Six Alliance, but he didn't make them a priority. So Q led the charge to make.
Because the Sigma, is it Sigma?
Siga.
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 Sigma.
Siga.
It's all kumbaya. Yeah. And they just wanted to stay together.
Yeah.
They didn't care about anybody else.
Yeah. So then there we have the second tribal. So poor Tim. Tim's gone. He doesn't get to be on the jury. That blows. And you know you have to stay on that island, even if you don't make the jury. You just don't get to be like at Ponderosa with everybody. You can't go home. Because then people know when you got out.
Oh.
So you're there for like 3-4 weeks, even though you're not there.
Jablinski's
and you're not.
Jablinski's still there.
So Jablinski's still there somewhere. Who knows where?
He's probably having the time of his life.
It must be all the people. Well, it's like, is that the group you'd want to be with? Like the first five people that got out? You have like Jablinski, Jess, Mariah,
oh
Tim. Who else did they? Yeah, that's like, no, right. And what's her name? Who got out on the girl who put the idol box back. Why do I already forget her name? Jem. Yeah, so I'm like, oof.
No, not rough. A single person that I would want to spend 30 seconds with.
So the second tribal council happens. Jeff's like, Liz, where's this tribe right now? And she says she's excited for her game that they're split into two groups. And I wrote, in the nicest way, this is not a dig. How old is Liz? I can't tell if she's 25 or 40. I'm dead serious. I feel like she's on the older side because she's
She's got that sold librarian so many, look.
Well, she's sold so many businesses and she's made all this money. But I'm like, sometimes she looks 25 years old. And I'm like, how old
really
are you,
I really
want to
know
Liz?
Her actual net worth.
Well, maybe she'll tell us one day. I'm going to look right now. Survivor.
Oh, she will tell us.
Liz.
She wants everyone to know.
46, age. How old are you, Liz? Please tell us how old you are. She's 35. So right in the middle of where I said. She's my age.
Oh, my.
Oh, well, Liz, sometimes you look 25. Good girl. There you go, girl.
41 was my guess.
No. Well, I did write 40 right here. So. we are not age shaming at all. Survivor would be hard. I would look so rough. I have no makeup. I have no eyebrows. I have no sleep. People would probably be like, she's 45. I'd be like, oh, I'm only 35. So I'm with her. Okay. So Liz didn't bring her bag. She said she's staying NAMI strong, even though we know that she is a big fat liar here. Charlie says he has a shot in the dark. I don't think he's actually going to play it. And then it goes 2 votes Venus, 2 votes Soda, and then boom, Soda is kicked off.
Gone.
Shocked by the blind side.
But it was Tevin's idea.
Tevin's. But then she says, it was you, wasn't it, to Venus? And yes. Tevin's, and Venus is like, it was me. And Tevin's like, nope. And I'm like, it was Tevin and Liz.
You never claimed credit.
No. Well, this, okay, so here we go. Now we're on episode last night. This is episode 8, Survivor, Hide and Seek. The whole group gets back, or the first group gets back, I guess, the one that just got rid of Tim. And they ask Ben if he's okay, and he's crying. And I'm like, okay, but like, you're almost done with the game. You got like 12 more days. Like, it's okay. You'll see Tim another time when you guys get back to America. He says Tim was his rock. And they had a bromance, Christian. And Q is not loving that people are laughing after Tribal. He's pissed. He's like, we're not going to be kumbaya and ha 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 and kiki together. I don't know what sets him off.
It's an individual game. None of those guys were on his tribe.
I don't know why he is triggered by things, but the second tribe comes back and everybody is shocked that Venus is there. And Kenzie's like, no one trusts her. And Tiff and Kenzie are just shocked. And this is the best part, and I feel like the most telling part. So Venus just comes out of the gate and she's like, Tevin deceived me. And then she starts saying like, yeah, I'm the one who voted off Soda. And could you, Doug and I were talking about this last night, would you be able to just sit there and have her claim all of the glory of pulling off a blindside if you knew it was actually you?
No.
Like, I mean, that is a lot of self-control.
Yeah.
Do you think...
I think strategically he was trying to like...
save it. But do you think it bit him in the butt?
It did.
Like, do you think he should have just been like, actually, it wasn't you, Venus, at all. It was me and Liz.
Yes, then in front of everyone, he should have said it.
Okay, that's what... I feel like that sometimes I'm like, I understand when you have a big moment in the end of... like, in the jury.
I think, though, that... here's the problem. He could have claimed that, but also no one else backed him up. No one else was there to be like, oh, yeah, actually, Tevin was the one who told us to do it.
But they could have. Maria could have. Charlie could have. But do you think they were wanting her to dig her own grave? And that's why they didn't say anything? They're like, sure, let Venus talk. Nobody likes her anyway.
She talked so much that it was probably pretty normal.
Well, Tiff says that. She was like, nobody trusts her. So I don't think anybody, they're like, keep going, Venus. Chat, chat, chat. Babe, go ahead. Because... nobody really trusts her anyway.
It's like the annoying kid. You kind of like just give a ball and say, yeah, go play in the corner.
Well, Tevin is just laughing at his confessional, and he said Venus is taking all the accolades, and he's just sitting back. But Liz is pissed. Liz said, I thought I was cocky. She said, I've been saying Soda since the beginning. Somebody like me who has a giant ego can't just sit back and let somebody else have it. And I'm like, oh, Liz. She can't stand Venus.
Liz, you got a giant forehead.
Christian, stop. No. We are not talking about her face.
Liz, you sold 3 businesses. Everyone knows.
Yes.
And apparently that's...
well, she has a giant ego. And she wants people to know that she's the reason why Soda's gone. She's mad about it.
Yeah,
and
well, here's the thing. Every season, there is someone who people take to the final three. Because they're not a threat.
Yes.
It's going to be Liz.
Liz or Venus?
No, Venus is too chaotic. I don't think she'll make it that far.
And I don't think Q will make it that far either.
He's also
too chaotic.
You think
it'll be Liz?
I think it'll be Liz.
Because no one...
and Ben, maybe. But
no, I think Ben's too likable.
He's too likable.
Liz is just a tinge unlikable. Enough.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Which is why they would take him.
Yes, that's what take I'm saying. Her. Yeah, she's not winning over everybody with a no offense, Liz, if you're listening, but like she's not this like Charlie's so likable. I really think Tevin is likable. Tiffany, Kenzie, a lot of really likable people. So you just shoot, just put Liz right there. Just bam, Liz is right there. And it's like,
yep. Easy.
Who's giving Liz the money? She's already got millions and she's.
She claims she already has millions.
Well, I mean.
Which, why would you tell
bold
people
move
that?
To claim it if you don't actually
think about,
have
think
it.
About Russell, who owned.
Yeah.
What he had like an oil rig site?
Yeah, something like that. But he talked about how much money he had too.
At the very end.
And nobody ever gave him the money. Remember he said, I'll get to the girl.
No. No one knew about his money until the final three or so.
The first time he played.
And then they looked him up once they left the island.
Oh.
And that's why he didn't win.
Well, at least he.
And he offered the 400,000 second place prize to get the winner.
Yeah. I know. Won. I remember that.
His favorite player.
I feel like he should have won too, even though he really was a nightmare later on.
Here's the thing about reality TV. Okay. ABC, CBS, whatever it is.
CBS.
Huh?
CBS.
No, I'm just saying whatever channel it's on. Bravo, whatever. Think about the season Jordan Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers' brother, won The Bachelor.
JoJo's.
JoJo, yeah. JoJo.
My favorite Bachelor of all time.
Yeah, super good. Why was it really good?
Because of drama.
They just showed Jordan the whole time.
Oh.
Like in the first episode, it was the Jordan show, and you're like, okay, well, he's winning.
Yeah.
And then you think about Matt's season.
Matt James,
where Rachel won.
I love them.
I don't remember who was in second or third. I can't remember, but Matt took Rachel to like
the shopping trip.
Yeah, it was like a Louis Vuitton store.
I love that you remember these details.
No, it was great. This is the last. That's the last Bachelor season I watched. But he's like, oh yeah, I'll buy you anything. Just buy the whole store.
Well,
and then the other
girl,
he took on a picnic. Here's some apple slices.
I know.
And some honey.
So where are you going with this?
I'm saying, Liz, you're not.
She's not getting the winner edit.
Because you're not getting the winner edit.
Yeah.
And now.
Who do you think is getting the winner edit?
So Hunter was getting it.
Because I thought for a long time Tevin was.
And Tevin, well, he has a great personality.
But now this episode, I felt Charlie.
Yes. I think it's Charlie or Hunter. Okay. Easily because they had this big, when the season first started, they show him all the time. They show Hunter and they show Charlie. Yeah. Charlie more so.
Yeah.
Because he's likable.
Yeah.
But now they're showing a little bit less and less of him to make it less obvious that he's going to win. They're trying to show other people. That's why I thought Liz was going to get out this episode because they kept showing her. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, this is weird. Why would they show her?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Lost. You ever watch Lost? Remember they would introduce a new side character and then they die the same episode? It's like the same thing.
Yes.
So I'm just confused.
I think Liz got more airtime this week because of who ended up going home. Because she was a driving force behind it. As much as Q wants to say he was.
Yeah.
I think that's why they were like, I think if they didn't show her, they'd be like, where did this come from? And it was her being so bruised by not getting the accolades that she thought she deserved that's why. And so I think you have to show her.
Right.
Maria was not the driving force behind it, which is why we saw her barely talk at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She doesn't talk.
Well, she does, but they just don't show us, which is why I don't think she's winning either.
I don't think they don't show us. I think she just doesn't talk.
Okay, we're finally at the immunity challenge after we had like 5 minutes hearing about Q talk about his Q skirt, which was just like the most pointless part of TV.
It's just a tied up hoodie.
It's a tied up hoodie. Okay, so this is the most interesting part. Jeff gives them the option to get Rice, and he's like, you have to have four people sit out. And Jeff is like, guess what? I'm not negotiating this year. You know how normally he'll negotiate, like two people sit out. And Q and Liz are the only people who will step forward. And Jeff says, actually, you have an option. You can have four people sit out, or you can have two people give up their vote, but they can still compete for immunity. And everyone's like, no. And Venus says she's not going to step out because she has a good chance of winning. And I really thought this was going to be Venus's challenge. Did you not?
Yeah.
Like her.
She's small.
She's made for it. She's light. She's like a little yoga person around it. And they do not get people. Jeff said this is the first time since New Survivor that nobody's getting Rice. And I said, Jeff is thrilled about this. He's like, all right, we're playing the game. Jeff doesn't want people to sit out of challenges. No. I love that he gives them this option as if, like, I really want you to. He doesn't want them to. Jeff wants them to play. He wants them to be like, I'm not giving up my vote. I'm not sitting out. And of course, the two people who go out first are the two who offered because they knew they weren't going to make it.
Yeah.
I think That maybe would have been me.
20 seconds. 20. Less than 20 seconds. Yes. Q actually was the first to go out.
Yep.
Former football player.
I know.
First to go out of a
He's
strength
definitely
challenge.
Done harder things than that at, yes. at training camp, at other things.
If I ever lost to Liz in a physical challenge, how can you show your face?
Christian, listen. It was so fast that they lost the group, but it was 20 seconds. And they're like, Jeff, how long do you think you'd last? And he's like, longer than 20 seconds.
He's like, mad.
Yeah, he's like, you're not putting me with those two people. He's yeah. like, me and Q and Liz, not the same. So maybe that's why we can kind of laugh about this, because the group is boom, boom. And Tevin says he's going to beat Ozzy's record of 2 hours. And I said, no, you're not. No, you're not. And then boom, Tevin's out. Like, I think it was, how many minutes was it at that point? 15?
Yep.
Ozzy was on there for two hours. Do you know Ozzy is on OnlyFans now? Yes.
What's OnlyFans?
I have, oh, sorry. I have never seen it. I have never seen it, but it was
by it, you mean what?
It was on an article. They were talking about like the greatest players of Survivor all time. And Ozzy, of course, is on that list. And they're like, and now you can catch him and his content on OnlyFans. And I was like, what? No, Ozzy, no. Anyway, okay, so you're not. Three people left, Charlie, Hunter, Venus. And I wrote, the small people can kill this. Like, it's, you're holding your own body weight. And anyway, all of them are adjusting. It looks hard. Boom, Venus is out. And Charlie does try to do like a little bit of negotiating with Jeff. And Jeff's like, no, I'm not giving you anything. And then boom, Hunter wins. But before he wins, before he drops,
yep.
he does this like move where his legs are wrapped around the pole and he leans his body back.
Cirque du Soleil, Spider-Man, acrobatic.
Just showing off how much strength
he's
he has.
I could have been up here for days.
And
then he said that was easier. He said it was easier to do that upside down.
With his core strength?
Yeah.
I think it's the first time in a long time that a more muscular person has won this challenge, because it's so much of your body weight to hold up.
Well, Hunter's, he's got that weird strength. he's not huge and jacked.
Like Jonathan was?
Yeah, like Jonathan, where it was
he's very
too
strong.
Much muscle. Uh-huh. He's like flexible, he climbs, he does the monkey bars, he climbs trees.
He was climbing trees for their hide and seek.
Yeah, we all know that.
We forgot to talk about the hide and seek, where Q was just analyzing every person and where they hid. Yep. And he was like, Hunter and Ben, huge mistake winning. He's like, huge mistake. Just talking about how he can't trust them because they did well at hide and seek.
He said huge mistake for everyone.
He found
Liz first. He said, it shows me she doesn't try. Huge mistake, Liz. And then he found Ben, who was hiding under
a blanket.
A blanket. Yeah. He's like, shows me he's innovative and he wants to survive. Huge mistake. Hunter, we didn't find you until the very end. Huge mistake.
It was just too much. It was too much. So Hunter wins, and then it's just scrambling at home. And Q and Tevin want to get out Tiff, and that made me nervous because I'm a huge Tiff girl.
That was like out of nowhere.
It's because Tiffany didn't want to do what Q wanted to do, and immediately he's like, you got to go.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. You can't be the last person to talk to Q, or you're on the chopping yep. block. And so he's going to get out one of his own people.
It's really, really dumb.
Yeah. And so they want to get out Tiff, but Liz has other plans. And Liz has aligned with Charlie, Ben, and Maria. And she's like, let's get Tevin home, which is why I think we saw so much of Liz's episode, because she was kind of a driving force behind Tevin going home. And Tiff is on board. She says Tevin has an extra vote. I forgot he had an extra vote. So she tells Q, and I'm like, why would you tell Q? Because now Q is going to tell everybody. He's not.
He's not smart.
He's not. Well, he's just so erratic. I think that's the problem. So Q asked Liz if that's real. And Liz is like, yep, it's Tevin. So then Q tells Hunter. And Hunter's like, I don't believe it. And so now nobody knows who to vote for. And we get to tribal. Like, they don't have a lot of time. This is, like, the immunity challenge ends, and I think they have, like, maybe, like, 4 or 5 hours before tribal.
Right.
Which is not a lot of time to figure out what you're doing, which is why we get the messiest, most disorganized, semi-annoying tribal I've seen.
I hate when they try and, like,
talk
during tribal.
I don't mind a few talking, but it was what Q did.
Yes, he said, everyone vote for me, and immediately Jeff got angry. Yeah. Jeff already doesn't like Q because he's not trying. And nothing makes Jeff more upset than people that don't try. And he thought that Q was quitting at first.
So Q says, I want to stop before we get deep into the game. Q says, the only person going home tonight is me. He tells them all to vote for him. He says, people are confused because of mistakes he made. And this is where I thought, I think Q thinks he's maybe has a chance of going home. So he's trying to get ahead of it. He's trying to be like, no. I'm going to martyr myself out so that you guys can't blindside me. That's absolutely what it is. Yeah. He
doesn't want to quit. He wants to be voted
out,
to quit.
forced out because he knows that he's made mistakes and his ego can't handle being blindsided. So he's like, take me out. And everybody's pissed.
Maybe that's why he didn't work out in the NFL, Q.
Tiff and Kenzie are like, you're ruining our game. He's supposed to be Yanu 3. And he's like, vote me out. And Kenzie's like, this isn't what I thought was going to happen in 4 or 5 like steps. You're supposed to be there for these things. I don't want to get rid of you. And now people are just like whispering back and forth behind Q. Q says he feels partially responsible for it. I wrote, what's even going on? And I said, is it his ego? Does he not want to be blindsided? And then Charlie tells Tiff that Q told him she has an idol. And Tiff's like, oh. But then she doesn't vote for him.
No one does. Because they said they didn't want to give him the satisfaction.
And I'm like, so you're just going to not give him the satisfaction? He's going to waltz his way to the end? At some point, you're going to get tired. I would be exhausted.
Well, I will say they made the right choice.
By getting rid of Tevin.
Right.
Because he's definitely more strategic.
I don't agree with it, obviously. Because I like Tevin. But they actually made the right decision to get Tevin out because he's the most likable and the most manipulative.
Mm-hmm.
And Sneaky. Q, if he's already trying to vote himself out, he's not a threat anymore.
Yeah, nobody's going to give him $1 million.
And they know that he's not a threat in the challenges, so who cares?
Yeah.
The problem now is Hunter's on the chopping block.
I know, and I'm nervous about Hunter.
He doesn't have anyone else.
But do you think that people could use Hunter to swing the way you want? Like, I don't think people are looking at Hunter strategically as somebody, physically, yes. But strategically, I don't know if they're like, oh my gosh, we've got to get Hunter next. He's so sneaky. I think it's like, now they're getting rid of people that are likable. Soda, likable. Tevin, likable. That's why Venus is going to be here for a while because nobody trusts her.
Nobody's
and nobody
vote
likes
for her.
Yeah, because they don't, unless she does something to really upset them. But yeah, everybody's voting and they're like, this is the dumbest tribal ever. And I was like, I agree. It was so dumb. Tiff doesn't play her idol. I was very anxious for her.
Well, I thought Hunter has an idol.
Yeah.
I thought
he was safe.
No, I thought he was going to play for Tevin. But it's very clear that he was not involved in any.
So he had no idea Tevin was.
No idea.
Neither did Tevin. Says that, though. But Q had told him that it was Tevin. Yeah. And Hunter said, I don't believe it. So he really just didn't believe it.
Yeah, you can't trust
You think him. He would have given it to
not trust Q. I think
maybe he really didn't.
I think
he
would have given it to Tevin.
Yeah, I could
it
see him
serious.
Too. Especially because he has a good chance of winning more of them.
But I'm kind of glad that he has it now
because he could be on the chopping block.
Because he could be on the chopping
block. I'm sad, but I do think Tevin will be back. I think Tevin is the kind of player that, like, if you're trying to get an all stars of like maybe when we're at season 50 and we're trying to get like the best of the last 10 years, I think Tevin will be on that list.
I want to. When was the last Heroes versus Villains?
A while ago, like
season 25.
20, yeah, something in the 20s. Who here's Reserve Villains in the new era, though, because they're not going to take any of the old ones. Jeff said this.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff said he's never going to bring anybody back from those first 40 seasons. He doesn't see a reason why to. So, like, I've got my first villain, and it's Shan. And I can't. Ricard and Shan.
Yep. I hated Shan.
I could not. I've never disliked somebody on a show. It had been a long time, and she just rubbed me the wrong way.
I didn't like her at all.
So much.
Venus, for sure.
As a villain?
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Should we talk about some of the heroes,
she's
though?
She's attractive, and then
oh my gosh.
We're gonna, she sucks as a person.
Do you think you bring people? Someone like, are you bringing any winners back? Like a Gabler as a hero, or no?
No, Gabler's off the grid.
Oh, where's it going?
He's in a bunker
somewhere. Okay, do you bring
somewhere.
Like a Marianne
he's
then?
He's doing doom prep.
Do you remember Marianne who won?
Oh, she was terrible.
Yeah, but she was like a hero. Everyone liked her.
Nope, she would not get invited back. She was terrible.
We're going to need to make a list. I would
that
like
that was
you-
like a sympathy win. She didn't not. She didn't do anything. She won zero challenges. She was...
Austin. Austin is a hero.
That's what I was going to say. Austin and...
Drew? But people didn't really like Drew.
No, I didn't like Drew either.
Austin and who? Who are you thinking of?
The winner. The girl.
Oh, D.
D.
I know. I'm saying, are we bringing winners back?
Did they not in the past?
I mean, there are winners who have played twice. That's how Sandra won twice.
I think having Austin and D back would be a good
Except dynamic. For they would get one of them out immediately. They're not going to let those two be together. They're too. They're way too good. I just think Tevin will
are
be
they
back.
Dating?
I don't know if this. I don't know if they. But do you know who's still dating?
Who?
Matt and from. From the Tika 3. So Jam Jam Carson.
Oh, the two nerds.
Yes. Yeah, but they called themselves
they called
nerds,
themselves
so we can
nerds.
Say that. Yeah, with the guy with the black hair and then the girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like she was like in STEM something.
Yeah, they were very weird, but
but they're still
they
dating.
They had a very real connection.
Yeah, and they hang out with like Carson and like in Carolyn.
That's great. No,
yeah.
I like them.
Yeah. So I do think actually one of them could actually come back too. I also think Carolyn is a huge person to have come back. I loved Carolyn. In the beginning I was like, how is this person on the show?
Oh, yeah.
She's so out of her mind. And then by erotic. The end, I was like, please let Carolyn win. I love Carolyn. I would love for her to win. I also think, what's his face from that season? Carson. I think Carson could come back too. Carson. You know who else? Jesse. Jesse from the season before. Who won that season? Gabler. Jesse from that season, the one who had the story about how he was in jail and then he came out. That guy. I really like Jesse. I think he has a chance. And his friend that he was with. Oh, like his little friend that he blindsided. Oh gosh, what's his name?
Oh,
he was
yeah,
like the
Jesse.
Funny guy. He was like, oh, you're pulling up the picture. Yeah, Jesse, I think could come back for sure. Pull up that picture of the group real quick.
I don't think Jesse could come back.
He was Carol. What's her name? I think she could come back too. Gosh, I'm blanking.
Oh, I liked this guy.
Yes,
this
him.
Guy?
That's who I'm
Cody?
Talking about. Cody. Yeah. Yes, I think Cody could come back
big
too.
Big sales bro. He was likable.
He was very likable, and he got out.
He got out way too soon
mm-hmm, because they knew they were nervous far. About him, and that he could have won. Cody, I think, could come back for sure.
Jonathan.
I don't know. They didn't really like Jonathan. Like Jonathan was fun to watch physically, but he was a bit of a misogynist. Do you remember that? Yeah.
Toxic.
Anyway, so that
he was a misogynist.
We should make a list of people that you make a heroes and villains list, and I'll make some too of the last. But I know Ricard and Shan are right on the top. I actually liked Ricard more than I like Shan, but the two of them together was, it was too much for me. Okay, Christian, thank you so much for joining me for the Survivor recap.
Ricard.
Okay, thanks for coming. And now we're going to talk about the Valley. So be right back. Okay, we're back and we're going to talk about the Valley. I had to catch up on the Valley because I just haven't had time. And honestly, it wasn't like my first priority. I wish it was. I wish I cared about it as much as I care about Real Housewives of Salt Lake or even Survivor. But it actually was pretty good. So this is episode 2, 3, 4, and 5. We are all caught up. And let's just talk about how these people are absolute lunatics, and I'm thrilled and I'm here for it. Even though it's not like my favorite show, I feel like it is interesting, and it's kind of nice to have new drama that isn't Vanderpump Rules drama, but it's kind of integrated. And I'm gonna have a hot take. I feel a little bad for Kristen. I feel sad a little bit for her because I feel like she's an easy target and people are kind of mean, but let's get there. I mean, it starts in the beginning, episode 2. Jax and Kristen are sitting down for dinner. And Jax, of all people, tries to tell Kristen that he doesn't think she and Luke are on the same page about babies. And Kristen's like, Luke is my forever. And I wrote, I want Kristen to be happy. Like, I feel bad for Kristen. I want her to be happy. Even though she, you know, she would be exhausting to be my friend. She would. And then we have Jesse and Michelle. They say they fight over their parenting styles. And I wrote, these two are not making it. And then I looked, and I actually think they're already separated. I looked at Michelle's Instagram, and there are no pictures of Jesse. And I'm like, oh, these two are not making it. And it's very clear. And it, like, later it's like maybe implied that Michelle's having an affair. I'm not sure. But like these two not making it. She's so checked out. It's not even funny. Anyway, Kristen says she loves that Luke is a man and a leader. And is it Nia or Naya? It's Naya, right? Naya. Naya takes the girls to go to Taekwondo. She says she did it to a man who tried to touch her at a Miss USA pageant because she was Miss USA. And I love that. She said Donald Trump brought in his friends. They were all watching her. Some guy tried to touch her. She dropped him to the floor or something. And I'm like, yeah, girl, get it. The boys go to play hockey together. The editors really make fun of them being out of shape for only playing for 5 minutes, especially Jax. And I'm like, okay, I've got to remember these men because they kind of all run together. So Jason is the lawyer He's the almost dad married to Janet. I think he's pretty nice. Jesse, who Jax is asked if he gave Kristen the nipple twister. Jesse's married to Michelle. That marriage is on the rocks. And then there's Danny, who is Naya's husband, but he's not there. And I think Naya and Danny are like the heads of the show. Like, I think they are the best, most solid couple, because we know it's not Jax and Brittany or Jesse and Michelle. And Jax is like, I want to do a guy's night to apologize to Danny for pulling down his pants. And he wants to invite Alex, which is Kristen's old boyfriend. And Jesse says the most tell-all thing about Jax. Jax is still doing the same shiz, but with different shoes on. And this is Jax in a nutshell. He's a 50, how old is he? 50-year-old child who is doing the same things to stir the pot and then pretending like he didn't. I'm like, aren't you tired, Jax? Aren't you tired? Because I'm tired. And we get a scene with Janet. She's pregnant. She's at the baby store with Jasmine. Brittany comes to help Janet pick out the stuff. And poor Brittany's face. She still can't speak. Her mouth is like downturned. And I'm so sad for her that so much of this filming happened while she was recovering from, I think she had lipo on her chin. Is that what it was? Lipo on her neck, and it's affecting her mouth. Poor thing. I wish Jax didn't make her feel like she had to do stuff to her face to be attractive, because she was so cute and she's still so cute. But I hate that Jax has made her feel this way. Like, I need to fix this. I hate it. I hate it. I know it's all Jax and I freaking hate it. And then we get a little bit about Naya saying that she's dealing with a lot of postpartum emotions and feelings, and that comes up later. But she's a pageant coach that works across America and international, and she's getting ready to head out. The guys' night happens. Luke confronts Jesse about the nipple twisting. He says, you owe Kristen an apology. And then we have a very strange girls' night happening at Michelle's. So it's all the girls but Janet, but Zach is there, which is Brittany's like gay best friend from Kentucky. And Kristen loses it when she hears about Alex, her old boyfriend, being invited at boys' night. And Zach's just kind of shaking his head in the corner. And he says that Jax and Kristen are tied for being the messiest people. And the next episode, episode 3, Doubting Dodie is what it's called, is Brittany telling Jax about what happened at girls' night. So I guess at girls' night, Kristen is talking about how Janet told Jasmine that Michelle was a Republican, which makes her a racist. And I was like, what is going on? It's such a jump going like from Republican to racist to other stuff. And I guess Michelle had said something about some law in Florida, and Michelle is mad. She's like, I'm half Persian and Mexican. I would never say this. Jasmine and Zach are losing it on Kristen. And Janet says that she had to put up a boundary with Kristen because of Kristen's relationship with Alex. She said like everything was fine. And then when Kristen and Alex broke up, Kristen started making herself the victim. So she said Kristen uses stuff against her. So she said Kristen changed the narrative about Alex as soon as she met Luke. And so anyway, Kristen says Zach was upset. She spoke about things that were said in confidence. I fully believe Zach said these things. And then Kristen becomes the scapegoat for repeating them. Should she have repeated them? No. But I don't think she was not the one who initially said it. And I think that that's where I feel bad for her, because she's getting all of the heat when it was really a Zach thing. And you could tell he says it. It's like on camera. He's like, I did say that. And I'm like, let's go after Zach a bit. Kristen's an easy target. Anyway, Naya. I'm going to have to look it up. I'm so sorry, guys. Like, I hear it every time and I can't remember. Naya goes on her work trip. I like her and Danny. He seems very sweet and they seem happy and healthy, and I hope they are. Jax goes to meet with his business partners at the bar, and I wrote, these men must hate him. He's not even footing any part of the bill. They're paying for the whole thing. I would die if I had to sit in a room and listen to Jax Taylor tell me about how to run a business when he's not even putting any money in it. No, thank you. No. And then we have a moment where Kristen and Brittany sit down and for like juice or smoothies or whatever. And Kristen was like, I would never call anybody a racist because that's how I got fired. And it's true. That's what happened in 2020 when she and Stassi got fired for the whole faith comments. And they call Zach, and Zach says it on the phone. It's on camera. He says, I said Republican, but not racist. And I'm like, let's all leave Kristen alone and remember that all of this stems from Zach, okay? But Zach says she can't keep it a secret. So I'm like, okay, but you did say it. So I felt sad for Kristen this episode, even though she's a messy, messy person, but that's why she's great reality TV. But like, ooh, then we have, the most awkward conversation. Scott, the life coach, comes to talk to Michelle and Jesse about their marriage. And Michelle says a lot of her needs aren't being met. She's lonely. She says he's really tough on her in the house, business. She said he doesn't give her compliments. She said, if I ask if I look nice, you don't look at me. You just say, that's fine. And I thought, I was so sad by this. Like, honestly. And Brittany brings this up later on, too. With Jax, what is with these husbands not giving their wives compliments? Like, I don't get it. Like, give your wife a compliment. If she's asking how you look, she wants you to say she looks beautiful. Jax Taylor, tell your wife she's beautiful or she's going to leave you and hopefully go to someone nicer. Okay. That's all I'm going to say right there. Jax, ugh, the worst. Anyway. We have a little moment with Janet and Jason. They're going over like what happened. Jason says you need to be careful with the info Kristen gets. So Michelle and Jesse are throwing this Capri themed party. And I just can't stop thinking about when Dorit made her Capri room at Buca di Beppo, you know, the most Italian restaurant in the entire world, Buca di Beppo. And remember when she had that Capri room and it was just like full of lemons? On Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Michelle and Jesse are throwing their own Capri room party. It's literally the only thing I can think about. They're doing it at this like fancy house that Jesse is the realtor for. Is that what he is? Is he a realtor? Anyway, so it's this beautiful party. Everyone's showing up. Jasmine, guys, you remember Jasmine when she was on The Bachelor? She's now on the show. She's bringing her girlfriend Melissa, who I don't know if Melissa is going to be a new friend into the group. And Kristen immediately wants to have a chat with Michelle because of the whole night that exploded the night before. And Jax, the ultimate ungentleman, says to Brittany, this is as close to Italy as you're ever going to get, sweetheart. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, the way that I despise this man so much. He's so mean to his wife. I can't do it. So they sit down to have dinner. And this is kind of where like this dinner party from hell begins. It's not as big as some of like the Beverly Hills ones. It's not a Kim versus Eileen or anything like that, or when they were asking if anybody was doing drugs at Dorit's house. But it's not a great moment. And Janet just wants to get everybody, she wants to know what happened. Everyone's involved, so let's do it publicly. And so they all start talking about it. And Kristen said it came from Zach. That's who called Michelle racist. And Kristen said she felt cornered, but she shouldn't have said them at Michelle's house. And now Jesse and Luke are fighting because Jesse's sticking up for Michelle and Luke's sticking up for Kristen. And they just keep yelling, shut the F up to each other. This is so dumb. And Naya is the only one standing up for Kristen. She said, Kristen, given her past, is a very easy target. And Kristen says she's a walking truth serum. And I think it's true. I think it's very easy to just blame it on crazy Kristen when really Zach is the one who said it. And Jesse like says it. He's like, you were thrown off the show for being racist. And Kristen said when she was canceled, it was the hardest time of her life. And I couldn't even imagine. I'm sure it was so bad when that all went down and the internet was harsh and like, you know, she had to do a lot of like growing and apologizing. And I think she probably has. And so I don't think she would call somebody else that when how it was done to her. But also I have no idea, but really it was Zach. Okay, guys, it was Zach who said it. I'm just going to say that. So then we're at episode 4. It's Capri Chaos and the dinner's is continuing. And Jax actually stands up for Kristen for a little bit. And he says, it's not fun to gang up on one person. And Kristen goes over to Zach, our instigator, and she says he apologized to her there instead of in front of everybody else. And he takes responsibility there instead of in front of everybody else. And I said, you should have done this at the dinner table, Zach. And Zach says, Janet is the instigator of all. I'm like, again, Zach, say this at the dinner table. Like, because Kristen, like poor Kristen didn't even have a chance because Zach was just like, oh, me? Can't believe it. I don't know. I thought it was really, really messy. And then we have another moment where we're getting like a little brief bit about Brittany and Jax's son, Cruz. She said he was walking and talking and then he just kind of stopped and he's regressed and he's in speech therapy. And I have a daughter who's been in speech therapy since she was 18 months. She's not in anymore. She does it at school, but like I can empathize so much. It's a very stressful thing trying to figure out why your child isn't hitting milestones. So I felt for Brittany there. Michelle says that Kristen texted her and said, your secret is safe with me. And I want to know what secret that is. Someone tell me. And Janet says, it sounds like Kristen has stuff on Michelle and is threatening her. And I was like, threatening? I don't know. But I think she was trying to say, like, I know more and I haven't said it. They're getting ready for a gala for the friend Jared who had cancer. It's like a Be the Match gala. And Jax, Jesse, and Danny take their kids to the county fair. And that's where Jax admits that he doesn't compliment with their kids. And Jax admits he doesn't compliment Brittany enough. And Jax and Jesse are both struggling in their marriage. And I wrote, I hate them both. I'm sorry. They are not my cup of tea. I'm sorry. I don't think Michelle is my cup of tea either, but I feel sad for her in this part, unless she is having an affair. And then who knows? These people are insane. Why would you sign up to be on TV when this is happening in your marriage, in your life? I don't understand. Kristen and Luke go out to dinner. I wanted to scream and gouge my eyes out the whole time listening to them talking about their libido. Ugh. I wrote, like, Luke's mom is screaming at the TV. But they do talk a little bit about where they want to live. And Luke is very clearly, like, does not want to be in California. Anyway, then while they're at dinner, Brittany and Danny are setting up this romantic night for Luke and Kristen to make a baby. I'm like, ugh. No, thank you. I don't need to hear or see any of this. Then it's the Be the Match gala. Jesse walks in wearing this horrific jacket. It's like this white green pattern jacket. Michelle doesn't want to talk to Kristen. And then we have this very strange moment where Michelle and Jesse talk about how they met. And Michelle says, she's like, I knew he wasn't the one, but I wanted a booty call. And now this booty call has lasted. It's the longest booty call of my life. And I was like, oh my gosh. This is so mean. These two are so mean to each other. And Kristen goes to have a chat with Michelle, Jesse, and Zach. And I just felt like she was kind of like gaslit a little bit. And they tell her she needs help. And it just kind of made me sad for Kristen, who I think had been drinking and was probably not in the right state of mind. And then we're on episode 5. We're just pounding through these because they are so pointless. And here I am listening and watching all of them and talking about them. And we're not going to talk about Vanderpump Rules this week because I didn't get to catch up, but also messy. Okay. So the girls are heading to this big house in Malibu. It's like Naya's friend's house who she can't use anymore. And Jax is going to have a pool day with the guys. And why did I write this? The way I'm not attracted to Jax in the slightest. Just reminding myself that I like don't want to see this man on my TV ever again. And Brittany says she's always positive and happy and Jax is always moody and brings the mood down. And I was like, girl, leave. And I'm glad she did. I hope she's having a great time living in her condo or her house or wherever she's away from Jax. Like I hope that they stay separated. I don't think that they should be married. I really don't. She's always like making excuses for his behavior. And I'm like, girl, just leave. The girls are doing this sip and paint at the mansion. They all have to pick an intention. Michelle picks love. And Kristen says she's an empath. And then the editors decide to show like all of her craziest clips from when she's on Vanderpump Rules. And it was nostalgia at its finest. And I loved every second of it. I loved it. I love her thinking it. I love her saying it. I love the clips. I love it all. And then Naya talks about her baby blues and wondering if she will be sad forever. And this made me cry. She said it feels like a wave that just covers her. And I just wanted to like give her a big hug because I think there are so many mothers that can feel that way. And she said she didn't feel that way with her first kid, but then she had these twins, so like double the hormones. And I felt for her and it made me cry. And then I cried again later in the episode. The dads are swimming and eating at Jax's house. Jax asks how the therapy is going for Jesse and Michelle. And Jesse says it's a disaster. And I'm like, these people are not lasting. And Michelle says she's more unhappy. She's with the girls now than happy in her relationship. And Jesse says that Michelle has applied for an apartment, like she's going to bounce. And then Jax gives this like weird moment where he says that they're bleeping out this guy's name, that Michelle is hanging out with some famous director that they keep at Chateau Marmont, which I guess is like a club that's like down the street. I'm looking it up right now. Chateau Marmont is a hotel, I guess. It has bedrooms, a restaurant. It's like a hotel. down the street, club, dinner. I don't freaking know. But she said that he hangs out with guests. I mean, with a famous director from Chateau Marmont all the time. It was a very strange. I think Jax was trying to tell us something right now. Like, he was trying to tell us, like, hey, something fishy's going on. And I was like, okay, Jax, mind your own business. But also, like, I would like to know what we're talking about here. Oh, I'm looking it up. Oh, it's very cool. There's, like, bungalows that look gorgeous. And cottages and interesting, darling. Anyway, I don't know if we're going to learn more about that, but very clearly Michelle and Jesse are not together anymore. The girls play Truth or Dare Jenga, and that's when Brittany admits that Jax doesn't make her feel attractive. He's hard on her about the way she looks, and I hate this man. I don't even care. I don't even care if Jax Taylor is listening to this. He never will. I cannot stand him. The audacity of a man like Jax Taylor to make Brittany Cartwright from Kentucky feel like she's not attractive enough? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. This man does not get to make his wife feel like garbage. I was raging inside. Please, Jax Taylor, please. You are not Chris Hemsworth. You're not Liam Hemsworth. You're not even the third Hemsworth brother that nobody knows. Please. Okay. Then, then they get back home. Naya tells Danny that she related to Brittany about her body and she cries again. And Danny is so sweet to her. And she says she needs to talk to somebody for professional help. And he tells her that he thinks she should too. Like, he supports it. And I was crying again. Like, it was very sweet. It reminded me of so much after I had my third baby, just a very dark, hard space just hard, really hard. And so, I just wanted to give her a big hug. She's so beautiful. She seems so sweet. I love her. I think these two are like the backbone of the show for sure. Like, they're not going to have the most drama, but they are like the real love on the show. I think Janet and Jason probably have a really nice relationship too. We just haven't seen it as much, but big fans of Naya and Danny. They do have, Jax and Brittany do sit down and have a little chat. And I wrote, the cracks in Jax and Brittany's marriage are huge. If like we didn't know they were going to be separated by this point. I don't know. Jax has treated Brittany like this for so many years that I didn't know if it was ever going to happen if she left, but I'm so glad she did. But Jax says the D word doesn't exist in his family vocab, divorce. And I said, Jax, someone needs to divorce you. Okay, sorry. And Michelle and Jesse, speaking of divorce, have a talk about if they want to make it work. And Jesse's actually crying at this moment, and he says he wants to do it as a team and raise their daughter. And Michelle's like, I don't know if I want to. And I said, looking through the social media, I think they're already separated. And that's where these messy, messy humans are. Messy, messy, messy humans. I guess there's going to be some big fight. You can see them in the hallway. I don't know if that's next week or if it's coming. I can't wait. I do wonder if like Sheena and Lala, who now have bought homes in the Valley, are going to start showing up. Like, are we going to have them transition? Are we going to have Vanderpump Rules be more about like Ariana and Katie, and then maybe have Sheena and Lala? I don't know. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens. Thank you guys for listening. Next week, we'll talk about Vanderpump Rules. We'll catch back up with that, about Brock and Sheena, about Ariana, about Sandoval, living with Schwartz. Bad idea. We'll talk about Survivor. So many things. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you letting me take a break last week. It was kind of crazy. Some stuff going on. So here we are with a nice long episode for you to recap everything. If you want to follow me online, my Instagram is Rosie in Real Life. The podcast Instagram is Salty Housewife. Please share with your friends. Tag me if you do. I'd love to see like anything that you're sharing, anybody who's loving it. Like, you're so nice. And I've gotten the nicest messages, and I appreciate it so much. So thank you for listening, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.